Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy. I wake up smiling every
morning. The Wake Up Call.
The Wake Up Call.
The Wake Up Call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
I lived in a studio apartment for a long time, and the thing I never understood about my landlord, really any landlord, you know, is it's like, let me get this straight, you know, like, I give you all this money and we don't hang out. Get in here. I kept filling out maintenance requests. I kept filling out maintenance requests that were like, I miss you.
Friday, June 27th, 2025. It's the Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Kevin. Good morning, good morning. It is what we're calling Wake Up Call Eve.
That's right, we are.
And mental note to self, because if tomorrow night is a success at the Crest, which it will be, our boss would like to make this a regular thing. He's told us, like, we'd like to see Wake Up Call Live kind of become a tradition, an annual event that we do. Okay, cool. Maybe we'd say we want the day before it off.
Okay. Yeah.
Especially because Kevin was running incredibly late today.
Yeah.
Had to run up here. I mean, that's always a risky move with you.
Well, that's true.
And poor Katie's fighting a migraine. I literally pulled up to work to find Katie throwing up in the parking lot.
Oh, boy.
I got to tell you, having headlights on you while you're throwing up in a parking lot is humiliating, to say the least.
I mean, okay. It doesn't matter if I'm fine. We're going to take the day, but we're going to take Wake Up Call Live Eve off next year. All right. And we're all just going to have to remember that and deal with that. So besides that, how you guys doing? Kevin, what made you so late?
My alarms didn't go off, but you guys don't believe me anyway, so I just don't
know.
But
what happens with your alarms? We've gone over this.
I kicked my phone off my bed, so it was under my bed.
Your phone charges on your bed?
Yeah.
I think Katie's right. I don't think you have a nightstand.
I have a nightstand.
Why don't you put it
on? I was on my phone last night, and that's why it's near me.
I see. Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
But
what?
Well, I do feel like...
And there's so many people going into work right now.
Okay.
The freeway is flooded from 99 to 80.
You come in at the same time. Okay. Here's the thing.
You're yelling.
The last time.
I was late. It was because of
the alarms. Let her finish.
Do you want me to talk?
Go ahead. You could talk. Have the floor.
Thank you. He just gestured to have the floor away from me. We discussed you getting an actual alarm clock because sometimes your phone dies and that doesn't, like, the alarms don't go off. He stopped listening.
I'm
he started
listening.
Doing something else.
What do you
never
looking,
mind?
Stop looking
never
at your
mind.
Computer.
He said, she said, that's why I told you to get an alarm clock, which I did. It's my iPad.
Okay.
Okay, that's not an alarm clock.
It still alarms.
Okay.
Really? Because you overslept today.
Only by 5 minutes. So the thing with living in Elk Grove, if I leave 5 minutes late, then 4:45, I get here late.
I see. Okay.
Yes.
And you were late.
I have to leave right at 5:45 at the latest, or I'm going to be super late.
4:45. And like, and you were 5 minutes late for the show. Mm-hmm. I had to like put some extra commercials in to make sure that it was okay.
Right.
All right. Okay. I mean,
I like that when you are late, you get mad at us.
Me?
Yes.
I'm not mad. Oh. I'm just defending why it took me a while to get here.
Well, it's not so much that you're defending it. It's that you're trying to justify your system that doesn't work.
My system does work. That's how I got up.
It works like 80% of the time. 85.
Thank you.
106.5 VN.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
This morning, we're calling Claire at the request of her friend. Yes, I'm pretty sure about that. And she works at Green Acres, and I am calling her to see if I can get my mom a perfect gift from Green Acres. Except this is one of the most difficult conversations that Claire has this week. I'm sure of it. Here's the phone scam.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Green Acres. This is Claire speaking. How may I help you?
Hi. What is your name?
Claire.
Hi, Claire. So my name is Raul Labrador, and I'm calling because I'm looking for a very specific plant. It's going to be a gift, and I don't want to drive all the way down there just in case you don't have it. I don't live.
Okay.
Near Green Acres.
Yeah, what's the plant?
I don't know what the plant is called. That's why I'm calling. Uh-huh. I'm gonna need some help on it. Okay. I'm not quite sure if it's a tree or a bush. It's definitely not a flower. That some trees though do have flowers. I'm right about that, right?
Not all trees do, but some trees, yes.
I remember when I was a kid, my neighbor had a whole bunch of crepe and myrtle trees.
Okay, do you have a picture? Because then you can email it.
Well, that's not what I want. I don't want a crepe and myrtle tree. No, they're very triggering to me. Like, I see those purple flowers on them, and I think they're grapes. Because one time when I was a kid, I tried to climb up my neighbor's tree, and I thought, again, they were grapes, and I ate a bunch of the flowers, and it was awful. Okay. It was terrible. It was so bad, I didn't eat grapes until I was 23.
Oh, gosh. I would need to know the name.
The name of what? My neighbor?
No, the tree that you're looking for. That's what I'm here to help you with.
Oh, okay.
I need some sort of picture or name.
You keep calling it a tree. I'm not even 100% sure it's a tree. I think it might be a bush. It's like a little tree. Do you have a name for little trees?
No.
All right. It's a gift for my mom. So my mom is half Japanese, not even half Japanese. She's like a quarter Japanese, but it's the only part of her ethnicity, her genetic makeup that she talks about. She thinks she's 100% Japanese. She's obsessed with
maybe
this.
Maybe like a bonsai?
No. What? What is a bonsai? I mean,
it's like a little tree.
You said there were no little trees. You said they're just, they don't have a name. You said little trees don't have a name.
In this case, this is a little tree.
I don't know how much I can trust you now.
I'm sorry for the confusion.
It all goes back to when I thought I was eating grapes off of my neighbor's tree and they turned out to be disgusting flowers.
Oh,
and ever since then, I have trust issues with people. The one I'm looking for has the word Japanese in the title for my not Japanese mom. It has red leaves usually.
Okay, I will check our system.
What are you going to type in? What are you going to type into the system, Claire?
I'm just going to start with Japanese because you said Japanese was in the.
Well, just be careful with
title.
That. I don't want you to get pegged as like a racist or something like that. Just be careful. Like, I don't want you, maybe just broaden it to like.
No.
Asian, you know?
Like I said, a bonsai probably would be the best option. What we do have like cherry blossom trees.
Okay, she likes fruit.
That it doesn't have fruit. It just has cherry
blossoms. Why'd you hell did you suggest that to me, Claire? She loves you again, we're back to the trust issues. You build me up thinking that my mom's gonna eat some cherries and then just to tell me that it's not actually a cherry tree?
It's not a cherry tree, it's a cherry blossom, which is a type of flower.
Well, what kind of fruit does a cherry blossom have then?
It has just these blossoms that are called cherry blossoms.
I feel like now you are bullying me because you know that no. I thought that I was eating fruit once and instead I ate a flower. This has been triggering. Three times now, the most traumatic event in my life has come up in just trying to find the purchase of a vegetable tree.
Look, I want to find you a solution. It sounds like you want a vegetable tree that don't really exist.
I definitely saw a vegetable tree once.
Is the bonsai going to be an option? The cherry blossom? Like, what do we?
None of that's going to work for me anymore. I'm just going to have to find a place that sells vegetable trees, okay?
Sir, I wish you all the luck in the world finding a tree that produces vegetables.
Okay, I don't need luck. I've got Japanese wisdom, okay, running through my veins.
Oh, thank goodness.
Okay,
Good luck, one more thing, Claire,
before I get going, none of this has been real. This is actually Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. And
oh, my God.
Your friend Michelle emailed me.
I went through all of this just for that. Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
War of the Roses time on the Wake Up Call, and we're talking to Simone this morning. Good morning, Simone.
Good morning.
You and your boyfriend, Victor, have been together for how long?
For about 2 years now.
Okay.
We live together.
Do you have any kids?
No.
Okay.
No kids. Okay.
So why are you on War of the Roses?
So the other day, like, I accidentally dropped my phone, like, in the toilet.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, yeah, it's horrible. So, as you do, like, I just put it in a bag of rice.
Sure.
And I needed to, you know, order some food. And I used Victor's phone. Like, I'm going to be honest. I'm not someone who goes through, like, his phone at all. But I did it. And I went on his Instagram. And I found that he had, like, a secret account. No picture, like, no posts. And he only follows his friend's wife.
Oh, what?
Yeah, there wasn't anything. Like, I couldn't find any messages, any DMs.
But it's very easily erased.
Yeah, and it's one follow, and it's her. That is suspicious and creepy. All right, so you know how War of the Roses works. It's the ultimate relationship test. We're going to get him on the phone. Katie's going to offer him some free roses as a fake telemarketer, and we'll see who he sends them to. We'll see what he writes on the card. Hopefully we can hash this out, okay?
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak with Victor, please?
Yeah, this is him.
Hi, Victor. This is Sasha with, and I'm calling today with a special gift that we're offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is one dozen long stem red roses, absolutely free. I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill or anything. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does this sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
I don't have to pay anything to
it? Nope. No, it's really easy to get started. All I need is the first and last name of the person you'd like to send the roses to.
Yeah, can you send to my girlfriend? Her name is Simone.
And then before I get an address for Simone, you're able to include a personalized card to be delivered with the roses. What would you like that to say?
Oh, you can just say, love you, baby.
Victor, this is actually not an offer for roses. My name's Gavin. That's actually Katie. We are the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. And listening in this whole time is your girlfriend, Simone. She wanted to see if you were given the opportunity to send flowers to somebody. Who would you send them to? Simone, you're back on. Hi.
Okay.
So, Victor, listen to your girlfriend, Simone, and explain why we're even all here.
So, why do you have a second Instagram?
there's not a major, like, a hidden reason.
No, but why would you need one, and why would you only follow Jen?
But the reason I know Jen from college. I know Johnny, her husband, through her. So we've all been friends for the longest time, but I know her.
Yeah,
I've known her for the longest time.
Sure. Why couldn't you just follow her on your regular account like a normal person? And also, like, why are you deleting the messages?
Ooh, good point. Because she said that there's no messages there.
Well, honestly, sometimes she's like a psychiatrist to me, and I complain about stuff. And some of the stuff I want to keep secret. And I haven't done anything.
Wait. You're complaining about me to her?
Everything.
Hold on a second. Simone, did you know that Victor and this Jen person were this close?
No.
I'm pretty sure I mentioned it multiple times that she and I are super tight.
I don't know what Katie is thinking right now. I am not getting the impression that Victor is lying.
I'm getting the impression that at the very least, there are secret conversations happening with another woman. I'm guessing her husband doesn't know. His girlfriend didn't know. And it's being done in a way that his girlfriend could never see and he doesn't tell her about. I never think it's a good idea when your guy is talking about your relationship problems with another female.
Yeah, unless it's a therapist.
Unless it's a therapist or their sister
if it was a guy, it wouldn't be a problem. And she's like a guy to me.
Okay, but you're not telling your girlfriend about it. Like, I'm like a guy to Gavin, but his wife is very aware of how good of friends we are and that we talk all the time.
And you're, like, deleting the messages.
I feel like he's tricking us with his tone of voice.
I feel like he's being honest because of his tone. Victor, if you're tricking us, you're like, this is like Academy Award level performance, because I feel like this is, he's not even hesitating.
She didn't even know that they were good.
I think, but I'm not condoning any of it. Whether it's a male-female relationship or the same gender relationship, if there's a history there, I feel like that needs to be honored. And if you're threatened by that for whatever reason, then that's the problem, not that relationship.
But she is saying that...
Hold on. That's all I'm saying generally. Generally in situations like that. Listen, text messages are coming in to 916-909-1065. Victor, there are not many people agreeing with me.
I'm not doing anything, so I don't know what else.
So let me see the messages.
We have run this ship ashore, so we are going to get out of here, but good luck to you guys. It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Something that is an American tradition is slowly and slowly going away. And it's actually kind of sad. And that's summer camp. Summer camp in almost every aspect that you can imagine a summer camp existing in. And the reason why is because of inflation. The price of everything is going up. Everything is going up, including summer camp. It's more expensive to enroll your kids because it's more expensive to run the summer camp, which I don't really fully understand, because it seems like it's a lot of outdoorsy living.
You have to rent the space.
I think a lot of summer camps own those spaces.
I think depending on what kind of camp it is. So if it's like a church camp, then that church rents those cabins and stuff. Or like I went to jazz camp. The Sacramento Jazz Society didn't own those cabins. They rented them.
But still though, have you seen those cabins?
And then people work there and stuff like that.
Are there? Because yes. If you've seen those cabins, they all look pretty run down.
You must have not gone to camp.
I didn't go to camp. All of my summer camp experience is literally from like anytime the school would bring me to something that was a summer camp. But my dad was a teacher. So my summer camp was staying at home with my dad.
Got it.
He brought me to museums. That was cool.
It's different.
But I never went camping.
I mean, the camps that I went to, everything was, I mean, it's rustic, but it's not run down at all.
It's not?
No.
It's not like a dirty pier out into a dirty pond and like bunk beds and spider filled, like
there's no
dusty,
spiders.
Dirty.
There is a lake and a pond. There are bunk beds, but
big bathroom with like toilets, no walls or anything.
I don't know what I think you're describing a prison.
What's the difference?
Okay. We someday need to touch on your disassociation with the outside.
I never went to summer camp. Clearly I never went to summer camp.
I'm just like Gavin. I've never been to summer camp either.
You never went to summer camp?
No.
Actually, wait a second. You were a Boy Scout.
Right.
Yes, we did go to like a Boy Scout camp, but I don't think that's summer camp.
What do you call it?
Boy Scout camp.
Was it in the summer?
Boy Scout camp like?
Boy Scout camp, you stayed in like these tents that are made out of wood that they made.
So a cabin?
Yeah, kind of like that. And then you earn merit badges. So it was kind of like summer school for me.
Summer school?
Yeah. Where
did you do activities?
Yeah, merit badges. You had to get merit badges.
Did you swim?
Yeah.
Did you guys like roast marshmallows at the end of the night?
No.
Was there a campfire?
Yes, and there was songs and stuff too. But
okay,
that's
you're describing
just,
summer
no,
camp.
That's all just Boy Scout stuff.
That's
though.
Summer camp.
No, it's what Boy Scouts do. I want to go to a summer camp where you meet friends from your school and you go like jet skiing, or you find your twin there.
Find your twin.
They did provide us food too.
You say that you wish you'd gone to summer camp. Mm-hmm. Which you did, but okay, let's pretend you didn't. You are somebody that really struggles to not sleep in your house.
Like yeah. He's a light sleeper?
No, he gets scared.
I just don't like
He doesn't like to be outside of, he doesn't like to sleep out of his bed.
It's hard to explain.
He's scared of the dark. And so I can only assume sending you off as a child, or how old were you, teen? Did you cry?
Oh, just when I got dropped off, but it was like we're gone for a week. Yeah. A week.
So that's why you were at summer camp and you probably still have PTSD from all of the dark, scary summer camp nights. Now we know. Now we just peeled back a layer from his onion.
Do you think that's why you can't?
That's why he's scared of the dark.
Oh, my God. It's because you thought your mom abandoned you in the woods, and you were going to have to use all your Boy Scout training to survive.
I mean, she did drop me off very abruptly.
Sure. She was looking forward to getting back.
Wow.
Somebody texted into 909-1065 and said, summer camps were fun. You should go now and document it.
Well, they have grown-up ones.
They do?
Do they?
Yeah.
What do you do in a grown-up one?
You get to do all the same, like, activities and stuff, but at the end of the night, there's booze.
Ooh!
I can't do a trust fall as an adult. I'll hurt my back. I'm not going to catch all the way grown-up.
Like trust falls are at, employment seminars. I don't think you do. We never did that at camp.
This looks so fun!
Kevin
you make
just Googled
bracelets and you
it's
make...
It's called Camp No Counselors. Oh, my God.
Kevin, if you're going to get beat up.
No, I'm not.
Yeah. He still gets bullied.
Oh, no.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Katie.
Mm-hmm.
You're a Love Island girly.
Ugh. Everybody should be.
I don't think that's probably true. I don't think I should be a Love Island girly.
I don't know.
But everybody's talking about this, this one thing dealing with Love Island right now.
Yeah.
And walk us through what this audio clip is.
Okay, so it's a few days old now, so people might have seen it, but it's just so cringy. So there's this girl named Hoda.
Hoda?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you okay?
That's not a name that I've ever heard before.
Well, it's Middle Eastern.
Okay.
Okay.
Hoda.
Hoda. So Hoda has a child.
Okay.
Which is pretty uncommon for the Love Islanders.
I would imagine, because what's the point of Love Island?
Well, to meet somebody and fall in love, but you're gone for like a really long time.
Yeah.
So like weeks and weeks, like basically the whole summer. So anyways, okay. So she tells the guy that she's the first guy that she's coupled up with, hey, I have a kid. Is that something you're going to have a problem with? And he's like, I'm sure he's thinking to himself, well, I just met you, so why would it be a problem for me right now? But Hoda's a little nuts, okay? So, but she says, please don't tell any of the other guys. And he goes, okay. And she goes, but I'll tell one other guy so you have somebody that you can, like, talk to about it. Like, if this is something that you need to, like, work out with somebody.
It's not like she said she's part octopus. She's a mother.
I understand.
Like, he's never encountered a mother before? Or dated or had sex with a mother before?
I think at one point he did say, in the real world, I would have never dated somebody that had a kid. So maybe she was giving him, trying to like offer him the opportunity to talk to somebody that she thought would be like, no, it's fine, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
So she decides to tell this the guy's best buddy, Nick.
Okay.
I have a secret to tell you. All the girls know, Jeremiah knows, but You have to promise me you're not going to say anything to any of the other guys because it's not their business. But I'm a mommy.
Mommy?
I'm a mom.
Mamacita.
No, I'm a mommy.
A mom of what? A dog?
I have a daughter.
Like in real life?
Yeah.
Like a daughter, like a real baby?
Yeah, like a human child.
No, a daughter here on Love Island. With a fun plot twist for the show, you stupid, vapid man.
If that isn't one of those strangest exchanges I've ever seen. First of all, her weird way to say I have a kid.
Right.
Super. Also, she says it like she is saying I'm part octopus. She's saying it like you might not have ever heard of this before. And certainly you didn't come from one.
It's I'm going to tell somebody I've got a child by making it all about me. Like, it took her so long to say, I have a child. Instead, she leads with, I'm a mom.
No, I'm a mommy.
Okay, so she's super weird, but he's super weird,
it's
too.
Super weird.
Like, it makes me think that this is the, who the hell is on this show?
I mean,
are they people who've ever talked to other people before?
When she says, I'm a mommy, and he says, Mamacita. It is one, I mean, to say it made my skin crawl. But I can't get enough of it.
The fact that...
What, your mom of what? A dog?
Right. If you ever have to specify of a human child while telling somebody you've got a kid... Not a match.
Such a strange interaction. I loved it.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you judge her for going on the show as a mother? For leaving her child for...
Yeah, of course.
What is essentially a whole season?
Yes.
Okay.
Not the being on a reality show part of it. I don't judge that. But the being away from your four-year-old.
Yeah.
For question mark, because you never know when you're going to get kicked off.
Yeah.
It seems like every week she's pretty close to being kicked off. And I've never heard her say, like, you know what? I just want to go back to see my daughter anyway. So it's fine. Like, she's always like, America hates me.
106.5 The End. She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
And we are going to be playing it live on stage tomorrow. It's Are You Smarter Than Katie? Yeah, Wake Up Call Live is tomorrow. $20 tickets still available. You text live to 916-909-1065. And get yours today. It's going to be a really good time. And the only way you'll be able to experience it is live on stage. We're not recording it.
Nope.
Let's talk to Andrea. Good morning, Andrea. Andrea.
This is Taylor.
This is Taylor, not Andrea. Yeah.
Wow, yes. I thought she said Andrea.
All right. Well, Kevin thought...
What?
Kevin
How?
Confused Taylor for Andrea. So, okay. We will call you Taylor like everyone else in your life. Okay. Katie is leaving the studio. I've got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. And let's see how you do versus how she does. Jackpot is $20. Here we go. First question, the Jeff Bezos wedding is this weekend in Venice, and it is estimated to cost around $50 million. It's attracted all his close friends, and by close friends, I mean A-list celebrities like Oprah, Kim Kardashian, Bill Gates, Ivanka Trump, Tom Brady, Leonardo DiCaprio, Usher, just to name a few. Rome is the biggest city in Italy, but true or false, Venice is the second largest.
False.
Question two. In movie news, there was huge sequel news that came out yesterday. The Social Network, the film about Mark Zuckerberg, is getting a sequel, taking us up to current time. And a live-action Lilo and Stitch 2 is now in the works because of how much money the first one made. Who starred in The Social Network?
Oh, I have no idea on that one.
All righty. Question three. The Supreme Court is handing down their final and biggest decisions of the year right now. This will involve religion in public schools expanding, whether or not birthright citizenship is constitutional, and they have already decided that states can block Medicare funds from going to Planned Parenthood. How many Supreme Court justices are there right now?
Six.
Question four. One of the funniest movies ever made is Young Frankenstein, and FX is making a show based on it called Very Young Frankenstein. Original writer-director Mel Brooks is producing it, and Taika Waititi, who made What We Do in Shadows and the last couple Thor films, is directing it. Who is Dr. Frankenstein's male assistant?
I don't know that one either.
All righty. And question five. Last summer, Sabrina Carpenter had a special summertime drink at Dunkin' Donuts. And this year, she's doing it again. This time, it's called the Strawberry Daydream Refresher. And she's in another TV commercial for it as well. If each one costs $6.50 and you bought six of them, what's your total?
$39.
All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie. And Taylor, what is it that we do for a living?
I am an infant toddler teacher at Lambert Christian Play School.
You are a teacher at a Christian play school? Is that what you said?
Yeah, it's a preschool.
A toy school?
Toddler and infant teacher, she said.
Ah, I see. Okay. Well, that's cool. So sounds like it's a little bit exhausting. I don't know how you guys do it.
Our youngest one's 4 months, and they're pretty cute. So
4 months. All right. Cute. I'm going to put you on hold, Taylor. Katie, you ready to play?
Yeah.
Jackpot's $20. Question one. The Bezos wedding is this weekend in Venice. It's estimated to have cost $50 million, almost as much as your wedding. It attracted all his close friends, and by close friends, I mean people like Oprah and Kim Kardashian and Bill Gates and Ivanka Trump and Tom Brady and Leonardo DiCaprio and Usher. You know, all of his best buds.
I was going to say, surely he's not friends with these people.
Rome is the biggest city in Italy, but true or false, Venice is the second biggest. Biggest.
Oh, I think false.
That is correct.
Isn't Venice pretty small?
Venice isn't even in the top four. Oh. Yeah. Question two. There was huge movie sequel news that came out yesterday. The Social Network, the film about Mark Zuckerberg. Did you ever see that movie?
Yeah.
So good. It's getting a sequel, taking us all the way up from that movie to current times.
Ooh.
And a live action Lilo and Stitch 2 is also going to come out.
You just got live action Lilo and Stitch 1.
Mm-hmm. That movie made almost $1 billion, by the way.
Oh, okay.
That's why. Who starred in The Social Network?
Justin Timberlake.
I'm gonna buzz you. Well, all right, I'll give it to you. I'm looking for Jesse Eisenberg.
Oh.
But I'll give it to you. Justin Timberlake was one of the stars.
Okay.
So is Andrew Garfield as well. I was looking for Jesse Eisenberg. Okay. Question three. The Supreme Court right this very second is handing down their final and biggest decisions of the year. It involves religion in public schools expanding, whether or not birthright citizenship is constitutional, and they have already decided that states can block Medicare funds going to Planned Parenthood. How many Supreme Court justices are there right now?
Nine.
Yeah. Nine. Question four. In my opinion, one of the funniest movies ever made is Young Frankenstein. Katie and I were both in the musical version, by the way, a couple years ago. And FX is making a show based on that movie called Very Young Frankenstein.
Okay.
Writer-director Mel Brooks is producing it. And Taika Waititi, Oscar winner, who made What We Do in Shadows and the last couple Thor films, is going to direct it. That is a pretty good team right there. I'm excited. Who is Dr. Frankenstein's male assistant?
Igor.
Yes. It's pronounced Igor. Question five. Last summer, Sabrina Carpenter had a special summertime drink at Dunkin' Donuts. I'm sure you loved it.
I've never been to a Dunkin' Donuts.
She's doing it again. This time it's called the Strawberry Daydream Refresher, and she's also in a TV commercial as well. If each one of those drinks costs $6.50,
okay,
and you bought six of them, what's your total?
Okay. And $39.
That is correct. Holy cow. Wow. Taylor.
Still not Andrea.
Final score. You got two, but Katie got all five right.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, she is back. She is back. All right. Well, we're going to add $20 to the jackpot for Monday. And Taylor, what is it that you want to tell us?
I am not smarter than Katie.
No, not today. Not today. That's all right.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
Little secret time on the wake up call, and we're talking to Kyle. It's not his real name, and this isn't his real voice. Good morning, Kyle.
Hey, guys.
So your dirty little secret is being kept from your wife, and it involves money. Tell us what your dirty little secret is.
I told my wife that I'm getting my pilot's license, but I'm not actually getting my pilot's license. That whole story was a front because I needed a way to explain why my account was short. Well, $12,000.
$12,000.
What did you spend $12,000 on?
Well, okay, don't worry. It's not like I gambled it away. I mean, well, not really, but I invested in my friend's business, and the business actually went under like 3 months later, and he lost everything.
Oh my god!
Okay, so you did sort of gamble it.
Investments are just gambling. That's all that it is.
Okay, but hold on. I thought I was really sure like this business was going to make money. Like it plus get some interest back. So like I was hoping we could then use that money on like a vacation. Like I assumed that it was all going to be like good.
How bad could your judgment have been in a person who had a business go under in 3 months?
Well, look, okay, in fairness, you know, the business didn't just start 3 months ago. It's just that's when I invested. I mean, he started it over a year ago, and, you know, that's when I put the money in, and, you know, I thought it was going to be a good investment. But, you know, honestly, look, what makes the situation even worse is that my wife, like, can't stand this friend and already thinks he's a grifter.
Oh, Kyle.
Yeah.
And now you just kind of proved that she's right. Are you mad at your friend?
Yeah, I ended the friendship over this because he misrepresented what the actual investment was.
It sounds like your wife was right on track about this guy.
I agree.
Okay, so you invested in your friend who your wife was right about as far as a gut instinct on, and now you are doubling down on the lie. Like, what you can't, like, at this point you don't want to just tell her what happened. You've made up a whole story about how you're getting your pilot's license.
Yeah, I mean,
why are you doing that?
I'm afraid she's gonna leave me over this. Okay, I mean, like, this is a really bad thing to do, and I feel awful about it. And right. I thought, like, I'm not the kind of person who usually lies. Like,
Hold on. How are you going to pass off the idea that you can fly a plane?
I clearly did not think it through because I don't even have like good enough vision to get a pilot's license. I realized because I looked into it and I was like, I can't even do that.
Oh, you did
it
after the fact?
How do we know more about this? How
you
do we
did
know
not
more?
Look into this at all. You really jumped the gun on this excuse without putting really any thought into it, didn't you?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
man.
Actually. Oh, Kyle.
Okay, so how long does it take to get a private pilot's license?
Yeah, it only takes about 40 hours.
Okay, that's not so bad. So what does she think you've already started the process?
Yes.
So what do you do with your time while you're gone?
Good question.
I go golfing.
Jesus.
Kyle. That's not, that's expensive in itself.
We're not supposed to, it's supposed to be a judgment-free zone on the Dirty Little Secret, but maybe your wife should leave you.
No, don't say that.
This is crazy.
You know what you should do while you're pretending to get your pilot's license is go get a part-time job so you can put that money back into your account.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, that isn't a bad idea.
Oh, God. All right. Well, there is the Dirty Little Secret. You've gotten yourself into quite a pickle, but good luck. If the you-know-what ever hits the propeller, you make sure that you call us and tell us what the fallout was. I honestly hope she doesn't leave you.
No, of course.
But
don't ever do this again.
Mother of pearl. Yeah, and from now on,
listen to your
wife. Yeah, listen to your wife.
She seems to be right from Jump Street. She's got a better gut instinct than you do.
Clearly. No, I agree with that.
It's the Dirty Little Secret on the Wake Up Call. But right now, it's time for this. Kevin, what are the rules?
Oh, boy. We can't say any titles of the movie, any characters or actors or actresses in the movie, and something else.
Or any words that are in the title of the movie. And it's time for the No Name Movie Game.
106.5. The end.
Wow. We're going to be playing this live on stage at Wake Up Call Live tomorrow night at the Crest. And I want the applause to be a standing ovation that never ends. Oh, I want them to kick us out of the Crest because we're just standing there clapping. Man, Kevin, I'm exhausted already.
My arms hurt.
It's just me and Kevin right now. Katie had to step out for a second. Listen, our nerves are getting the better of us, okay, for the Crest performance tomorrow night. So get off her back, okay? Let's talk to Jen this morning. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning, friends.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, we're doing just fine. You and I are playing together for the No Name Movie Game. 45 seconds on the clock. Are you ready?
I hope so.
Oh, come on. I need more confidence than that.
I know. I'm so tired. I just got home from the Kane Brown concert last night in Tahoe, and I'm headed to work.
Oh boy.
All right. Okay. Well, here we go. 45 seconds. We're going to be playing two rounds of this. All right. Here we go. 45 seconds starts now. This is a Christmas movie about a green monster.
Oh, The Grinch That Stole Christmas.
That is correct. This is a Pixar film about a family of superheroes.
The Incredibles.
Yes. Okay. This is a horror movie about a family. The girl gets decapitated at one point.
The Exorcist.
No. This is a hard one.
Pass.
Okay, we're gonna pass on that one. Okay. If something happens and it's bad, the consequences of that is sometimes called the
a tragedy.
It's the opposite of rise. Oh, that's a tough one too. The fallout.
Oh, that's hard.
I don't know how I would have described that one, honestly. Okay, all right. Well, we got two.
We got two.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold, and now we're going to go to Kevin and Kevin. What a team. Wow, Kevin, good morning.
Both set from heaven.
Good morning.
All right, you got 45 seconds on the clock playing for tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater. Here we go. Go.
Okay. When something doesn't cost anything, it's considered what?
Free.
And then opposite of lady.
Freebie. Free man.
No. Free guy. Yes. Okay. One. Okay. He's a really fast, like rodent.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yes.
Two.
If you can't see them, they're
invisible.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And opposite of woman.
Invisible Man?
Yes.
Wow.
Okay.
Three.
These are fish that has big teeth in the water.
Oh, shark?
Yes, but what's the movie called? Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, Jaws?
Yes.
Wow.
Okay, these.
All right. Wow. You have four points on that.
Swept the floor with you.
Kevin and Kevin, congratulations. Oh, boy. You got a pair of tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater. Biggest screen in town. Kevin, are you coming to Wake Up Call Live?
No, I couldn't get tickets.
Oh,
what you mean? They are online right now.
Yeah, you can get a pair of tickets. They start at $20. All you have to do is text the word live to 916-909-1065. I'm only saying because you got a pair of tickets now to the Esquire IMAX Theater, which is right next to the Crest.
Oh, it is.
So make a whole Saturday out of it. All right, great. Stay on hold. We got to get your information. Jen, I'm sorry we didn't pull it out. Hopefully we'll see you tomorrow for Wake Up Call Live, though.
106.5, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
I wanted to run through something. There are four things that you should not keep next to your bed.
Ooh.
According to a feng shui expert, because it is bad energy. And the last thing on this list, Katie, you do.
Oh, no.
In fact, you love it.
Uh-oh.
And your boyfriend does it to you.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
First thing on here, according to feng shui experts, do not sleep with sharp metal objects by your bed. Already I'm out. My security screwdriver, keep underneath my mattresses. Any would-be criminals that break in, just know I'm going to stab you right in the neck.
Right.
And then, you know what? While you're on the ground, maybe the chest.
Oh, my.
Depends on how you're feeling.
Right. If I'm feeling stabby that night, you're doomed. Number two, a trash can.
A trash can next to your bed.
Yeah. Now, the reason for sharp metal objects, I forgot to say, is because it easily pierces your energy shield. Remember, this is a feng shui expert.
Okay, obviously.
Oh. Number
two. You didn't have to tell me that. And by the way, you act like somebody whose energy shield has been pierced.
Exactly. Also, a trash can holds murky energy. So don't keep a trash can next to your bed.
Okay.
Even if it's just crumpled up papers, it's breathing the energy that negatively affects your life.
Okay.
Number three. Medications.
Okay.
Don't keep medications next to your bed.
Remind you that you're sick.
Even in your drawer. Okay. Allegedly, it affects your mood and your mental state. And the last one on here.
Uh-oh.
You're going to hate this.
Okay.
Fresh flowers.
God damn it.
You knew I was going to say it.
I did.
Fresh flowers, according to feng shui experts, are terrible. They said if you're single, it's fine.
What?
Yeah. Sorry. You're going to tangle with the ancient Orient? Didn't think so.
I don't wanna.
If you're married, it invites third party involvement.
Who is the third party? The plants?
Unclear.
Okay.
So if
none of my business.
Right. So.
But it's one of my favorite things.
Well, it invites third party involvement. Do you want clean energy or not? Oh, okay. Oh, this is a discussion now?
Well, it just makes me happy when I walk in the room and see it.
No, it doesn't.
Like, he arranges it. Okay, what about he also puts it on my bathroom counter? Is that?
That's probably okay. Maybe that's where they should stay.
Okay.
Kevin, do you believe in feng shui?
Yes, I do.
I thought you did.
He's Asian.
No, that's true. But I was thought at some point, though, he did talk about feng shui.
Yeah, because I have to move things around my room.
Okay.
To feel the good aura.
So how do you feel about these four things that you should not keep next to your bed?
I mean, I don't keep any of those near me.
Do you keep anything?
If I have to guess, I don't know why. When I picture Kevin's room, he does not have a nightstand.
I have a nightstand.
It's a lamp on the floor.
That's so mean. My room is actually very furnished.
I wouldn't know. Because we've never been in 11 years.
That's the point. Only the women I bed get to see and my mother. But
wait, okay.
All right.
My bed is positioned where it's the command state of the room, and it's great.
What does that mean?
It's a feng shui thing.
I know. What does it mean?
Okay, you see the window is to your right, and then the door is to your left. your bed's going to be in the middle, so it's the commanding space
where you
can see
the entrance. Your bed is in the middle of your... I would have never guessed this.
You thought it was against the wall?
Yeah.
Against the wall type of person? No. I need to be in power. Anything that comes or enters my space, yeah. I know about it.
You're face-to-face.
Yes.
Okay, my bed, I have a command position
That's
in my
good.
Room.
You're supposed to. It helps bring...
Good energy,
confidence.
See,
you know.
Our bed is when you walk in, it's to the right, against the...
Right corner?
No, it's not a corner. I'm an adult. It's
I'm just asking. I'm helping you out.
No, it's against a wall.
Okay.
And then, like,
the foot of it. Like when you walk in, turn to the right, and the foot of the bed's there.
Oh, Katie, your room's all wrong.
Yeah. What?
The energy.
Yes.
I gotta tell you, the energy of this bedroom feels great.
It's disrupting mine.
It's the, yes.
Oh, it's even screwing you guys up.
Yeah,
it's screwed by proxy. Just our energy's
knowing that,
off.
I feel your energy going to me, and I'm like, oh, yeah. I gotta move my
Ew,
room.
Get it off.
Yeah, get it off.
Fresh
but
flowers.
Our windows. Or would be in the command station.
They're to your right?
No, no, no. You walk into the room and the windows
no,
are...
No, it's how you left.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You're so bad at this. You have so much near your bed that disrupts your feng shui.
Oh, my
God. The positioning of your room.
She probably keeps fresh flowers in a trash can.
Oh, my...
And at the base of it, nothing but Prozac.
And just knives.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
We're talking about red flags. You're just about to start dating somebody. You're getting to know them. Hey, what are you into? What are your hobbies? What do you like to do in your free time? And then they say something insane, and it's a red flag. What are those? Call or text us right now, 916-909-1065, 909-1065. We're already getting some really funny text messages in. First of all, Kevin, you're going to hate this one. A red flag hobby, collecting laboo-boos.
Oh, that is not a red flag.
Okay, that's an attack. Come on.
I love this one. When we first started dating, my current husband hid the fact that he played World of Warcraft. Yeah.
Oh. Okay, that's a red flag.
But then this person goes on and says, that would have been a huge red flag for me. I'm so glad that he did hide it because there is nothing better than my sweet gaming golden retriever of a husband.
Oh,
that's
bless.
Pretty nice.
Okay, so I don't know that these are all necessarily like 911s.
Okay.
Right? Because sometimes your red flag can be something that it can fly under the radar, but it's still a problem.
Oh, I agree with that. Like, the reason we're getting into this is because I found a list on Reddit of people, and you know, these are the ones that came up the most. And you're totally right, by the way. Like, first of all,
and it's a pick your own adventure.
Totally. And some of these would apply to some people, some of them wouldn't.
Sure.
Like, for instance, a red flag hobby that came up a lot, CrossFit. I mean.
Oh, interesting.
And the more you think about it.
See, that wouldn't bother me.
But then the more you think about it, it's like, okay, I get it now. Because my brother-in-law is a huge CrossFitter.
Yeah.
Takes him out of the country, takes up a lot of his time. And it's like, yeah, that is kind of, if you have a hobby that takes up a lot of your time, that's less time for me. You know?
True, but if your hobby makes you a smoke show,
you would never have that trade-off. Looks over time with you?
Oh boy, that would be...
You need somebody to spend time with you.
I do like a lean physique.
Other ones that are on here, somebody who does MLM work. Multi-level marketing.
Yes.
Or otherwise stands for mom's losing money.
Okay.
Another one, people who are into beauty pageants or kid beauty pageants.
Okay, kid beauty pageants, yes.
Red flag. Red flag hobby. That's what we're talking about.
I was going to say teens, but then I do think that that's kind of unhealthy.
Katie, you're not going to like this one at all.
Okay.
Swooning over killers.
I've swooned over one killer. Oh, my God.
Alleged killer.
Okay.
He has not had his day in court.
Thank you. You like one murderer, one alleged murderer, and suddenly you're a problem.
This is a great one. Because at first it's like, this is another one that I think is kind of like CrossFit. The more you think about it, the more it's like, yeah, this is a red flag hobby. But somebody who's really into pranking.
I don't like that. Can I tell you what one of mine would be?
Please.
You really like refurbishing cars or something.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not just a time suck.
Nope.
But also, it's so expensive.
So expensive. And it takes up a lot of space.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Like, there's your whole garage.
Yeah.
Hope you like parking on the street. I'm going to add one. that would be for me somebody who's really into guns or hunting. And that's just a personal one for me.
Sure. So we got Joey Arvizu, who is a friend of ours. He said hunting.
Yeah, I think hunting is such a weird thing for people to be into. And I think guns are a really weird thing for people to be into as a hobby.
Kathy says men that love Bath and Body Works.
How dare you, Kathy?
Oh,
is it a red flag that I know which of the princess scents from the Disney collection smells the best? It's Tiana. No, I think it makes me one, clean, two, have a beautiful smelling home, and three, how dare you?
Yeah.
Final point.
Rachel said golfing.
I can see that being a red flag hobby. It does seem to take up like your whole weekend.
Yeah.
To me, that I don't know what it is about it. That doesn't bother me.
Maybe the bottle girls.
Okay. If it was just you and your boys putting around, I forgot about the bottle girls.
Yeah,
what would you put on this list of red flag hobbies?
I guess like cycling.
Cycling?
Wait, you don't want to be with a girl that cycles?
Like goes to cycle bar or somebody who has a bike?
A cycle bar, like a stationary cycle.
What's wrong with
that? What's wrong with that?
Like, where are you going?
Nowhere. That's
right,
the point.
That's the point.
It's
why don't you go get a real bike and go outside?
What a strange red flag hobby that is.
That's why I'm single.
It does feel like we are just looking for excuses not to find a wife.
Wow.
Well, sorry.
I can have preference.
Yeah, you can have preference.
If you have any others, keep them texted in to 916-909-1065.
1065, the end.
The Wake Up Call.
Da-da-da. We're talking Cobra Kai. Which is a spinoff of The Karate Kid. Talk about squeezing blood from that stone. Holy cow.
It works, though.
It does.
It's fun.
The show is fun. What started off, I believe, is a YouTube series.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then Netflix was like, there's some legs here. So they remade, I think, what was on YouTube with, like, a bigger budget. But it started with Ralph Macchio and whoever the other guy is that played Johnny in the original.
Who is an incredible actor.
Really good actor.
How did he not get any work after?
Where's he been?
Living off that...
living in Katie's dreams. Cobra Kai, the series on Netflix, is like in season 6 now or something. And they've brought back all the legacy characters from the original film, including an actor named Martin Cove, who was like the bad sensei. He is in the news now. Because, and this sounds like a Mad Lib, but because he bit his co-star.
Yeah.
And for a while, all we had was the story. But now there's police cam footage, not of the actual bite.
Okay.
But they called the police.
Okay, so we need to make it clear. Let's break the story down.
Okay.
So this was at some sort of Comic-Con.
Correct.
Okay.
She went up to him.
Yeah.
And kind of like was playfully like tapping him.
It was all playful.
Right. Tapped him.
Yeah.
And I guess he got
pretending to like spar or something.
Yeah. Is that it? Or he didn't get like spooked like a blind dog or something and just turn around.
And then he thought it would be funny.
Okay.
To bite her. Put teeth marks into her arm.
You cannot bite people. That is not okay.
That is assault.
And it's 100% up to her if she wants to pursue charges.
Which she does not, by the way.
I'd like to understand why you did that.
I apologize. I was just playing because we're very playful together and I bit down too hard and I meant to
She's got a mouth mark on her.
She has a mouth mark on her. Still.
We do not play like that.
I apologize.
No.
And that's just a clip. There's a very long video, and it's cringy to watch him try to talk his way out of this and explain it away as him just being playful.
I do believe this is a cautionary tale. I'm not saying I'm a biter. However, do I think that when I've had a couple drinkies, I get a little pushy?
And hitty.
And hitty. And by that, I mean... when we're having a good time I sort of turned into Elaine from Seinfeld, and I want to do like a get out and push people, or I grab people, or I've never sunk my teeth into a person. Let me put it that way.
Right, right, right.
I'm not saying he's right. What I'm saying is I am wrong. It's hard for me because I'm touchy.
Yeah.
I'm a touchy person. If you're sitting next to me and something funny happens, I don't care who you are. I'm going to grab your leg and be like, ah, are you seeing this?
But
I'm saying I need to stop. Kevin's not clapping. Don't clap.
There you go.
No. You have to clap.
You're going to stop. And I love that. That's progress.
You're the first person I would bite.
That is true. It's true.
That's true.
Why?
Before she even knew. It's love.
Yeah.
You're a safe space.
She loves Asian food.
No. Okay. That's racist. Why? I can't explain why. I don't know. I just want to sink my teeth into you.
Oh, my God.
You know why? Because you're
the first person I just like. And here's why I'm not going to defend this man. Because it turns out he is a crazy person.
Oh, yeah.
Had many instances of like.
Of manic crazy behavior. Probably the reason why he never became a big star.
Okay. So let's take that out of it. I also do suffer from a little cuteness aggression.
A little?
A little.
Now, here's the thing. I suffer from cuteness aggression, too.
But... You have threatened to put a kitten in your mouth.
Sure, but I've never done it. Yet.
Okay. I am somebody that can suffer from cuteness aggression
with people.
Humans.
Yeah.
So that is why I grab on to people. I get excited. It is not anger. It is... enthusiasm. So can I picture myself grabbing Kevin's arm and just,
oh my God,
sinking my teeth into him.
Maybe before the Cobra Kai incident, which was what we'll call
and now
this.
Now I know better.
Yeah, the Cobra Kai rule.
The Cobra Kai kiss.
Right.
Right.
Well, much like a cobra. No bitey.
No bitey.
Don't step on snake.
No step on snake. Don't tread on me.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Kay's a big fan of TikTok. Not only is she a big fan of TikTok, she is all about TikTok challenges
trends. And
TikTok trends. She loves them. If you're dancing on TikTok, oh, she wants to do it so bad. She wants to do it with you. Well, she saw an eating trend on TikTok, and she said, guys, I really want to try this because everybody says it's really good. Tell everybody what it is.
So there's this woman on TikTok, Tiffany. And she, I want to say maybe had like gastric bypass or something. She's lost 80 pounds, but for whatever reason, she's very limited in what she can eat. So she just started filming herself eating what she eats every single day. And it's a variety of vegetables and cottage cheese, mustard, and chicken sausage. And it didn't look bad what she was eating. But it was everybody else's reaction to how good it was because other people started eating. So she eats it in this way that for some reason makes you want to do it too. Because she goes like broccoli with cottage cheese and mustard. She takes a bite. Carrot with mustard. And takes a bite.
She doesn't even react to what she's eating.
Sometimes she's like, mm-mm-mm.
So what about that makes you want to try it?
It was like, it's like a trance. So other people started trying it.
Yeah.
And other people started reacting like, oh my God, you're right. This is the greatest thing ever.
So, okay. So you've prepared a bowl of raw vegetables.
Yes.
Chicken sausage.
Yep.
Cottage cheese and mustard.
Now, one of the things she really swears by, I forgot to get, which is hearts of palm.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't either, but it's fine. We're going to do okay.
Now, I'm not criticizing anything. I haven't had chicken sausage in a long time. I forgot how it smells like a wet dog.
I disagree. I thought it smelled really good.
Nope, that smells like a dog that just came in from the rain.
Okay.
Mustard. Now, here's my theory. I don't think that this necessarily sounds super disgusting.
No, it's not meant to sound disgusting. It's meant to be the exact opposite. You're supposed to taste it and be like, oh my God, this is great.
The combination, I like cottage cheese and I like mustard. I've never combined them, both. But mustard is such an overpowering taste. I would imagine all you're going to taste is mustard,
well, let's
right?
Let's find out.
What are you trying?
I'm going to do broccoli with cottage cheese and mustard.
Okay. Are you saying it just like Tiffany?
Yep.
All right. So I'm combining cottage cheese and mustard. All right. On broccoli.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. See, all I taste is mustard.
At first, all I tasted was mustard, but now it's kind of coming together for me a little bit more. Let's do cauliflower with cottage cheese and mustard.
It's not bad. There's nothing bad about this, and it's actually very healthy.
Yeah.
Mustard has zero calories. It's just high in sodium, and cottage cheese has no carbs, and it has a lot of protein. All right.
So, is the problem that it's just not as good as everybody keeps saying?
It's not.
People are swearing by this, Gavin.
This makes me so sure that if you're on TikTok, you just want people to look at you. Like, it's like you take a shower and you get out of it and you just go, oh my God, guys, I feel so clean. I've never felt cleaner than this
life hack
in my day. Here's a life hack, okay? Get it yourself. It's called a shower. Stand in it. Get wet.
Most houses have them. If yours doesn't, scroll up to my next video because I'm going to tell you how you could get one installed in your house.
This is going to be a compliment to you.
Okay.
This seems like something that you do all the time.
What?
Like, I don't know, weird food combinations.
It is a little shocking that I haven't been bringing this into work this whole time.
But you have this dignity to not film yourself and then tell people about it. Listen, if you're somebody who's trying to be health conscious, I guess, sure, introduce mustard and cottage cheese into your diet more. You're never not going to believe what it tastes like. It tastes like cottage cheese.
It does taste exactly as you think it's going to.
And get this, mustard.
All right. Well, sorry, Tiffany. We tried.
Yeah, it's very good.
Okay.
That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music-free, limited commercials. That's Wake Up Call Concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.